Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we are talking about chaos, and not chaos theory, not the idea that a butterfly flapping its wings on one side of the world might create a storm on the other side, but the chaos theory of our own lives, that for most of us, if your life looks like mine, it can get pretty chaotic from time to time. As we struggle to juggle, you know, the conflicting pressures of time and work and life and parenthood and self-care and everything else, as we face deadlines, as we deal with work challenges or life challenges, all of these are the things that can make our life really, really complex and chaotic. So we've got a couple of tips this week for how you might be able to weather that storm and find some peace despite the fact that sometimes our lives get more chaotic than we'd like them to be. My first mind game for everyone is to actually ask themselves a pretty serious question, and that's to consider, am I actually a storm chaser? Am I actively looking for the chaos that's in my life because it serves a purpose for me, because I feel comfortable, because it gives me a sense of meaning, or I just really, really like the adrenaline that it gives me? Some of those things may actually be okay, but I think it's really, really important to ask yourself, you know, am I putting myself in situations unnecessarily that are chaotic, and do I have to do that? That's our first mind game for this week. If you're just someone who's currently in dealing with chaos, as we do from time to time, the next tip is to kind of do what you can to reorient yourself to find the present moment and to try and attune to that. In psychology, it's a practice that we call mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment and trying to step away cognitively, mentally, from some of the chaos that's happening, from some of the stresses. And even exercises as simple as putting on a CD and trying to just focus on the music, or just focusing on your breathing, can be really, really important ways of being able to attune to the present and find some clarity and step away from some of the chaos. And what often happens, or what most people report, is once they do that cognitively, sometimes their inbuilt ability, strengths, and problem solving come to the fore, and they can see solutions that they hadn't been able to see before that. And that can actually help them to step outside of that chaos. Speaking of stepping away, my second tip is to either step away or sit down. It's completely okay. In fact, it's actually really, really important when we're facing chaotic and difficult situations to take a break from it. Often we can feel chained to the chaos, chained to the immensity of the situation and the problem that has to be solved. And what happens as a result of that is we get stuck in the same failed problem-solving techniques. We can't see the other options that might be there. So I like to tell people to put the teacup back into the storm. Go away for 5 minutes, take a walk, go outside, get some fresh air, step away from whatever it is that you're facing as best you can, and then go back into it. And often, again, just like mindfulness, a lot of people report when they go back into it, they see adaptive and creative solutions and things that they can actually do in a way that they just couldn't do 15 minutes before because they were cognitively stuck. They had a paper jam. My last two tips are how to work your way out of the chaos that's there. And I'm a really, really big fan of making lists. I try and do that whenever I can. It helps me to get things out of my head and onto the paper. Once we externalize them, often we can actually see some solutions that we couldn't beforehand. And then once we've got a list, that gives us the opportunity to prioritize and strategize the best way to work out of that chaotic situation. So put the teacup back into the storm this week with Mind Games.